This is a card-carrying liberal with experience on both sides of the machine, on the organizational side and on the policy side. Akash Maharaj worked in the liberal war room. He's the former national policy chair for the party. He is also developing a think tank called the New Liberalism Foundation. And now Akash Maharaj was in our Toronto studio a little earlier, and I started by asking him about the differences between working in the organizational and the policy wings of the liberal machine.
It's very much like night and day. Political parties tend to turn into Jekyll and Hyde creatures come election time. Policy development is about the important and, I think, the intrinsic activities of developing a coherent vision of the public good. Campaigns are about persuading Canadians to support that. At their worst, campaigns are little more than a contest of who's the greater scoundrel.
So is there always a division between the party organization and the policy wonks?
Absolutely. It's a division that is cultural as well as operational. When I first joined the Liberal Party, I came in as someone who was attracted to politics out of a set of ideas and ideals, and was astonished to find that a majority, perhaps, of people involved in political parties are there for a variety of other reasons. There are people who enjoy machine politics. There are others who are practitioners of the dark arts of spin and of mobilization.
But you are someone who in some ways has straddled both sides of this. So in your experience, how do the two sides view each other?
With a certain amount of suspicion and misunderstanding. But having said that, the two sides are in a relationship of utter codependence. From a policy person's perspective, the measure of your ability to implement even the best policies in the world is your capacity to mobilize public support. Similarly, from an organizational perspective, even the most hard-bitten organizer will concede that it is impossible to mobilize a largely cynical and jaded population unless you have at least the kernel of a good idea with which to inspire them. People with a policy background tend to be driven by the hope that they can acquire power in order to implement those ideas. People from an organizational background tend to cast around for ideas that will help propel them to power.
So how do the policy people make sure their ideas and priorities don't get quashed by more expedient matters like spin control, seizing on the opposition's gaffes, and the whole trend toward negative campaigning?
In part, one has to play the game. One has to be able to persuade one's colleagues that the ideas one's putting forward will actually capture the public imagination and mobilize public support. You are correct that many people would argue that while this is possible, it is far easier to vilify the opposition at a time of great cynicism and public doubt. I, however, do believe that Canadians want to see politicians who are not just led by public opinion, but are willing and able to lead public opinion. I am myself that most unfashionable of creatures, an as yet unjaded idealist. And the trick to being an idealist in politics is to find a way to hold fast to your ideals, even as you're being stripped of your illusions.
Well, how tough is that in an election campaign?
It's next to impossible. But
what are you saying about the Liberal Party?
I'm saying that the Liberal Party, like all political parties, are hostage to the fact that Canadians pay attention to politics only for very brief amounts of time and do so with a jaded eye.
How much do the policy and the organizational wings of a party machine actually supplement and strengthen each other?
They do so utterly and sometimes despite themselves. Even as a completely unreconstructed policy activist, I will admit that there is a democratically valid role for organization to play a central role in a campaign. And that is that while I personally am inspired by people of great vision, be it elected politicians like Pierre Trudeau, be it unelected political activists like Mahatma Gandhi, it is the case that for every Gandhi, there has been a Stalin. People who have had vast and coherent visions of the public good, but visions that were catastrophic. And the fact that all politicians need to be able to mobilize the people behind their ideas, need to be able to organize people behind their ideas, provides a democratic check against great ideas that are great in terms of being catastrophically great ideas.
Do you find that the balance in political machines today is too much on strengthening the organization and not enough on the ideas?
Absolutely. And I think that has become particularly acute with the declining voter turnout. The challenge, I think, for my party, for all parties at this election and for future elections, is to win the election not simply by virtue of being the least distasteful choice, but by being the party that inspires Canadians to look beyond the horizon of their current cynicism.
And do you see that? Do you see ideas trumping organization?
I've been pleasantly surprised with this election. The last election, the 2004 election, was not one that flattered any party. I think those Canadians who voted did so unenthusiastically and with a great deal of regret. The campaign to date, however, has been focused remarkably around ideas. And there's been a genuine clash of visions of the public good between the Liberal Party and the Conservative Party, primarily. Though I am loath to give Stephen Harper a great deal of credit, I will say this for him. He has recognized the fact that Canadians view him with suspicion and has attempted to overcome this by a barrage of policies and ideas. And I think that's only that is good for him, obviously, but it's even better for the Liberal Party because it raises the bar of this campaign, and it is best for Canadians.
Well, that was Akash Maharaj, the former National Policy Chair of the Liberal Party.